TJ, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brett. Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I just got to take a moment to thank you. This is such a tremendous thing that you are doing, and for people that didn't know Doc Hurley, I knew him. I first met him when I came to Hartford, and there was nobody like him. So just tell us what we're going to do, what we're going to do together.
Well, what we're going to do together, this has really been spearheaded by the leadership of Senator Douglas McCrory, who was the senator for the 2nd Senatorial District in the Connecticut General Assembly. It was his idea to honor a legend, an icon, not just in the city, but the state of Connecticut that has impacted so many lives in the city of Hartford through education and through sports. So it was Senator McCrory's vision to honor Doc Hurley with this statue. Right there in abutting the Blue Hills and Upper Albany neighborhoods, right there where he spent a considerable amount of his time in education through school at the current Martin Luther King School, which is the Old Beaver. And, you know, that is a corridor of arts and education, because we have Achievement First to the left, and going to be behind the statue is going to be the new renovated Martin Luther King School in about 2 years. And so this is the vision of the senator, and I'm proud to be able to play a part on the local level by us in city council passing the authorization to allow this to take place in the city.
Well, again, it's I can just see it now. I really can. And he was... You just couldn't describe Doc Hurley. I remember, TJ, when I first came here, I was starting on Channel 3, a teenage dance show. But I didn't know anybody. And I wanted students from all the schools. I wanted the North End, the South End. I wanted everywhere. And I was told to go see Doc Hurley. And I went to see Doc Hurley, and Doc Hurley did it all. He took me around. He said, Brad, you do this, you do that. And that's the kind of a man he was. And I'm so glad that you're honoring him.
Yes, thank you. He was a giant-sized man with a great personality and that impeccable smile. And he was the cause of many that grew up in the city of Hartford and attended Hartford Public Schools and went to Weaver High and schools in North Hartford in particular, to go to college and, you know, to pursue a career in education. So many students he was able to convince through scholarships, whether it's academic or athletics, to go to Virginia State University. That is a school that I attended as well. And, you know, he was impactful down there. I live a legend at Virginia State University in Petersburg, Virginia. I remember when I was down there and I was speaking with the dean of athletics, actually the athletic director, who actually played ball with Doc Hurley, and he told me to tell him hi. So, you know, he just, as I said, he was just not a person here known in the city and the state, but even in the state of Virginia, his alma mater.
Well, now, how is this, when is this supposed to begin, and how long do you think it'll take?
I think it's going to take a couple of years. I know we had the announcement of the groundbreaking ceremony on Friday, and sorry, I don't have too many particulars there, but I know in partnership, this is going to be done through the Legacy Foundation, which has been making an impact here in North Hartford, and teaching about not just life skills, but health and how to promote healthy living and eliminating health disparities to young men of color. And that has been led by the executive director, Greg Jones. So it's a lot of community efforts, along with the state of Connecticut through the Department of Economic and Community Development, through the Urban Acts Grant, as well as the state of the city of Hartford, that is working hand in hand to have this tribute to Doc Hurley.
Talking with Councilman T.J. Clark II, He is, of course, a dear friend, and again, is spearheading this with other folks. They got quite a team together. And you know, I just want you to know that I'm thrilled that you selected my program here in the morning to announce this, because I was just, Doc was so special to me.
Well, thank you for having me. And you know, you are an honorable man, and it's always my pleasure to come on the show and to break bread with you and to talk.
Well, thank you. And as this progresses, you know where the telephone is. All you have to do is call.
Absolutely. Sounds great.